The World This Week. Politics.
Following Russia's withdrawal from northern Ukraine, the inhabitants of Kyiv, the capital, as well as other northern cities such as Sumy and Chernihiv, enjoyed a week with no shelling or rocket attacks for the first time since the war started on February 24th. Ukraine's second city, Kharkiv, further to the east, was largely quiet too. Karl Niehammer, the Chancellor of Austria, became the first Western leader to visit Mr. Putin since the war began. Ursula von der Leyen, the President of the European Commission, travelled to Kyiv to meet Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's President. Boris Johnson, Britain's Prime Minister, also called on Mr. Zelensky. Britain, Slovakia and other European governments also gave Ukraine more weapons, including tanks and anti-aircraft missile systems. France went to the polls in the first round of its presidential election. Just as in 2017, the top two candidates who will proceed to a runoff on April 24th are Emmanuel Macron, the incumbent, and Marine Le Pen, the right-wing leader of the National Rally. The opinion polls predict a much tighter race than last time. Imran Khan was ousted as Pakistan's prime minister when he lost a vote of confidence in parliament. He had tried to ward off the vote by dissolving the legislature, but the Supreme Court ruled the manoeuvre illegal. Legislators selected as the new prime minister, Shehbaz Sharif, the younger brother of Nawaz Sharif, a former prime minister, Mr. Khan, called for protests. Sri Lanka suspended payments on all foreign debt until it can reach agreement with creditors on restructuring the loans, paving the way for the country's first default. The move will allow the government to use its dwindling foreign reserves to import food and fuel while it negotiates a restructuring and a bailout from the IMF. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison called a general election for May 21st. His Conservative coalition trails the opposition Labour Party in the polls. A gunman opened fire at a station on a New York subway train, wounding 10 people. He also let off a smoke canister. Another 13 were injured in the melee. The attacker's motive was not immediately clear. A murder charge against a woman in Texas who induced an abortion was dropped. The woman reportedly told hospital staff that she had tried to abort her fetus herself, which led to her arrest. Last year, Texas passed a law that in effect bans abortion after 6 weeks. The local district attorney said the woman would not be prosecuted.